We've recently seen multiple stories involving the two leading presidential candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, that signal the rising dangers of the misuse of AI, that is, artificial intelligence, during an intense campaign season. Now, the examples of this run from alleged misinformation and video distortion to flat-out false imagery. And if maybe your eyes glaze over or your ears when you hear the phrase AI, well, hear me out. Think about it. AI can be used to produce bogus human voices, imagery, text, and video. It can be used to create some of the very worst fake news. And to that end, one shudders to think how AI might be abused during an election campaign, or worse, the very morning of a presidential election. The destructive potential is significant. As an example of that potential with the president, researchers at the University of Washington and MIT have created fake voice and video imagery of Barack Obama. The MIT case really struck me because the video purports to show Obama endorsing the MIT professor's computer course. And that made me think, what if a Republican fraudster produced on the morning of November 5th, 2024, video of a fake Obama endorsing, say, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. instead of Joe Biden, with the intent of pulling votes from Biden that day? Sure, the Biden campaign would grab Obama and scramble to denounce the video as phony, but perhaps not before the video went viral and cost Biden crucial votes. Potential to damage the two leading candidates actually swings both ways. In fact, that brings me to Donald Trump. Trump recently talked to podcaster Logan Paul about AI. Trump noted that he was recently presented with a fake video of him promoting a product, allegedly. The fake was so professionally done that Trump himself couldn't tell that it was a forgery. Trump told Logan Paul that this technology is downright scary because of the national security implications. He imagined fabricated imagery of a sitting U.S. president asserting that, quote, 13 nuclear missiles, unquote, had just been launched against an adversary and would strike in 13 minutes. Trump told Logan Paul that he had asked Elon Musk if an adversary like China or Russia could immediately know that, quote, that's not really President Trump who launched those missiles. Musk told him, no, there's no way. Now, those are Donald Trump's hypothetical scenarios. But now imagine this one concerning Trump in the 2024 campaign. We now know that the claims by liberals that Donald Trump in 2016 colluded with Vladimir Putin to steal the 2016 election from Hillary Clinton were fraudulent. The whole Russia dossier narrative was a nasty hoax. We also knew that exposing that scam took years and millions of dollars in federal government time and money, with the Mueller report eventually exonerating Trump. But imagine this. Picture a fake video of Donald Trump generated by liberals or by foreign adversaries on the morning of the November 5th, 2024 vote. Imagine fake video connecting Trump to Putin and the Ruskies in some sort of collusion. This would be the Russian dossier on steroids. Imagine that the video hits, explodes, and goes viral that morning as voters head to the polls and CNN and the Drudge Report and MSNBC report what's actually fake news. Trump denies it as fake news as quickly as he can, but millions of Americans don't believe him. And more significant, they cast votes before Trump could possibly disprove the video. Now, that's a November surprise that could swing an election. And don't put it past Trump's adversaries to do this, nor past the Chinese or the Russians. In fact, it's the latter, the Russians, who wrote the manual on desinformatsia, the Russian word for disinformation. As for liberals, they equate Trump with Hitler. Like the French resistance during World War II, they do whatever it takes to take out this dictator who will destroy democracy. Trump supporters since 2020 have been wary of how his enemies might manipulate a presidential election. But they've been thinking of traditional ways like voter fraud and ballot stuffing, or maybe massive mail-in balloting. But the newest, slickest tool in the bag of tricks is AI. Is the Trump team ready? For that matter, is Team Biden ready? The threat swings both ways. If you want to see a genuine threat to democracy, folks, this is it. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.